Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Kevin. Kevin, you're just ridiculously stupid.
Welcome back. Is this Kevin? Welcome back.
Yeah, man, how you doing? You good?
I know you like that.
How long you been back?
It's Wednesday?
It is Wednesday.
Okay. All right, I can do Wednesday.
The only reason I know that it's Wednesday is because I have to gauge Brandon Walker's mood more so on Wednesdays than any other days because we record Unnecessary Roughness. And I noticed out there today he was kind of sad, a little sad boy season going on. And Dan told me that the reason he is because on the yak, they realized that his face looks like the state of Mississippi, like the actual shape of it.
All right, let me find out. I have no idea what the state of Mississippi
is. I don't either.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I just know that it's, that's the only reason I know it's Wednesday is because I needed to gauge how bad our recording was going to go today.
I mean, honestly, that works, though. It's like, yeah, it kind of looks like a head. It looks like those Easter Island heads, you know, those statues.
Yeah, so that would make sense. So Dan said that that's why he's in his feelings today. So I have to be on high alert.
I mean, if anything, he is, it's like he's his state. You know what I mean? Like,
it's on brand.
You are so Mississippi that your fucking head is shaped like the state.
Yeah, okay. But I mean that, but thanks to that happening, I know for sure that it is Wednesday.
I can't believe it's July 15th.
I can't talk about it.
That's like, we've been stuck in such like a time warp where there were times where I was like, oh my God, this year is like crawling. Like when everyone was like, oh God, 2020 sucks. And they'd be like, it's only fucking February, you know? But now it's like, shit. I mean, we're like we're ripping through summer.
April and May just didn't exist.
But March, I feel like March we're on
did.
March like 75.
Yeah, I guess June didn't really either. But I do feel like March, because March, half of March was real life.
Are you doing anything in the summer? Do you have any summer plans?
Well, I went to California before I was not allowed to go to California. Not allowed to go. But
yeah, I feel like everyone usually have you like this weekend. I'm going to go to the Hamptons. This weekend I'll be at the shore. I'm going to go to this beach house.
You are?
No.
Oh, you're saying.
So that's like normally what people would do.
I said that before the 4th of July week off that we had, because whenever we first got the announcement last year that we were going to have a week off for the 4th of July, like the best news ever. Cause like we get, I mean, just basically 10 days to do whatever we want. When I was leaving for that week, I was like, this doesn't feel like vacation at all. None of it's vacation.
Our vacation week was like the worst week of my professional career.
I think Erica, like I remember seeing Erica after that and just being like, I'm not even going to ask you how your 4th of July was.
It's all terrible. I got absolutely fucking butt fucked by taxes.
Oh, you
just
did?
Completely annihilated. Completely
How?
Eradicated.
They Isn't that like the they, whole point of having kids and shit?
Well, I can't claim them because they're like not because of the divorce. They're not like they're
what?
Not. Yeah, they're not like.
But
as,
they're
as
yours.
Far as the they're mine. But they, since they have permanent residence with their mom, that it's like it can't be the tax purposes.
That
or not.
Feels like a backwards thing going on.
I don't
that
know what happened.
Sexist.
Oh, yeah, it's sexist. That's what it is.
Let's see. But aren't you getting your taxes taken out of your paycheck?
So this is my problem. and I'm not alone on this. I remember the good old days when I was like early 20s. Tax season was a bonus. It was like every year you get money back. And I don't know why you get money back and I don't know why you owe money. Why don't they just take the right fucking amount?
Well, you can choose.
Yeah, but I don't know how to, and I don't know what I need to do. How come it needs to be something that I need to, like, go to HR or sit down with payroll and make happen properly? Why don't you just fucking do what you're supposed to, IRS?
I agree with that. I also will tell you that, unfortunately for you, living where you have your entire life,
yeah, New York
also fucks you.
Yeah.
Because, well, first of all, like, Texas has just doesn't have state tax, which mm-hmm. is great. But New York also has New York City tax,
yeah.
which extra fucks you.
But that's only if you live there, and I don't live there, but I work there. There was a long time where I was getting taxed from Massachusetts as well because of Barstool early on.
I used to get taxed
from Massachusetts, but then get it back at tax time. But I was like, why don't we just not do this at all?
ESPN tried to do that where any game that I did outside of the state of Texas, which obviously was 90% of them, like I maybe did like two games in the state of Texas the entire time I worked there. Like, well, you did a game here. Like, absolutely not. Like, if you think I'm going to sit down and file taxes in all, like, 12 states or 13 states, like, you're crazy.
Oh, yes. The worst part is all the, as Brandon Walker flips us off.
I'm sure we got deep.
I owe $13,000 to New York.
What?
$13,000.
To the state? To the city?
To the state. And my accountant is telling me. Yeah, he did. He called me. He was like, your taxes are a wreck this year. And I'm like, as opposed to every other goddamn year, Kenny Schmelken, shout out to Kenny. He's my guy.
I wish people could see my face right now.
It's disgusting. But he's still like finishing it. And it sounds like I will get money back from federal and hopefully will cut into or hopefully like equal out all my state. But
$13,000 to the state?
Motherfucker.
I ain't giving like you 13K, Kevin.
Yeah, that ain't happening, right?
No, it's not. Back. I mean, this when I moved.
$13,000.
The year that I had some of it in Massachusetts and then some of it in New York, I ended up owing a little bit to the state of New York, even like once federal and everything was canceled out. I think Massachusetts tried to give me like $150 back. I was like, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, dickhead.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
great.
Keep the fucking change, you filthy animal.
I'll go use that on my fucking bar tab tonight, yeah, right. Boston. Thank you. But I remember thinking the city really, really screws you over. I don't remember the state being.
Well,
I think
something happened apparently with they like taxed my bonus at the wrong rate.
Oh, and
I think what they did was they taxed my bonus as if that were my income. And so that's a much lower tax rate.
Yeah, they tax your bonus at almost like 50%.
Well, they should, but they were doing
your whole income
as if my bonus was my salary. Then that tax percentage would be much lower.
That's why I hate whatever.
But I'm just like, why did you do that? Why can't you guys figure out what the fuck you're doing and just take out? I mean, this is like the fifth year in a row now. Ever since I became an adult, I've always owed money, and it's always been like my accountant calls me and he's like, boy, like this year. And I've always had some weird shit, like the equity was a weird thing. I used to have side money. That was a weird thing. So it's always been like a mess.
And a house too. Well, that's weird.
A house was supposed to help.
It helps.
But it didn't, and now it's gone. So whatever.
That's the only reason that like I will sit and do my actual house, like the whatever the form is. Who am I kidding? My dad totally still helps me with that. I'm 31. My dad still helps me with that. Because if you do it right, it does help your taxes a bunch.
I don't have one anymore.
Oh, well, buy one. Buy one after
buy
you have to give your $13,000 to the...
Just an absolute goddamn rape of a tax season for your boys.
Dropped
so,
an R there.
Yep, full-blown rape. And I just want, again, like, take out the right amount each check, please. And I don't...
You can get that, Kevin.
Yeah, but I have to, like... Do it. Why do I have to do it?
Oh, I agree.
I have to like call the tax man and be like, take another couple hundred dollars per check so I don't have to deal with this every fucking April.
This
and
is
this
one
time
of those
July.
Things that I've said since I've graduated college. Why the fuck was I breaking down Shakespeare every day and not taught how to do my taxes? Like, don't get me wrong. Breaking down Shakespeare, there are a lot of cool things about it. Fine, whatever. Why was I doing philosophy where I was using like squiggly lines instead of words, but you couldn't teach me how to do my own taxes.
Man, all that kind of shit.
My
understanding mortgages and
how to balance
loans,
a checkbook.
How to balance. Even that kind of gone by the wayside now, too, though.
But you're right, Jared. Like, nobody taught you anything about that. Like, my accountant, financial advisor, whatever the fuck his name, like, whatever his title is, like, I just send him everything. And he's still in a place called Snook, Texas, outside of College Station. And he's like getting like my Massachusetts, New York. And I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Guess what? He probably doesn't either. He's probably just like, I don't know, but you know what? Here you go.
I haven't owed since I was like, it sounds like you're, and I know you're not, but it sounds like you're like a 1099 employee. The only time I've ever owed to the government is when I was 1099.
Yeah, I used to get money back all the time.
I've never owed.
And then once I got married, once I had a house, and once I had kids and all that
shit. I thought
that
was the whole point of doing all of that.
That's what I thought too. Maybe I'm doing it wrong, but I remember being like, oh, like at least I'll get some like tax benefits. And that just hasn't happened anytime
soon.
So
like the two things I've always been told, to get married, it's like a religious thing. So if you're into that, get married and then you get tax benefits.
Yeah.
And what you're telling me is tax benefits doesn't work.
Because maybe we did get a benefit, but as soon as I was married, we filed together and our money combined was way higher and way more taxes. So
yeah, but they're still supposed to, I'm saying this as if I have any clue. I have lived my entire life thinking that's the reason that like what is that movie with Adam Sandler? Like Chuck and Larry, don't they get married for that kind of shit?
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I don't know. Insurance purposes, sure. I bet if I didn't jump into like a new tax bracket when I got married, maybe those benefits would have canceled out. But it was more just like, oh, what was it called? The fucking – I remember saying that to Kenny. I remember saying like, well, you know, the marriage benefits. And he laughed and was like, yeah, okay, bro. Because there was some there's some acronym. It's like TAV, TA, tax, like a three-letter thing that was basically just like, in New York, if you're married, you get fucked.
That's why whenever people talk about destinations for professional athletes.
New York's never on the list.
Well, Florida and Texas. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, right now, no one wants to be in those places. Mm-hmm. But no state tax. And definitely, are we the only city that has any city tax?
I don't know, but I'm sure, you know, if not the only one, I'm sure we're the highest.
I mean, I know Boston doesn't. Taxes are stupid.
Fucking goddamn wreck.
Like, doing taxes are stupid. That's my,
it's the worst.
I'm sorry you owe so much money.
That sucks, Kevin.
There's a lot of county taxes. I don't see.
That's another thing. I live in Yonkers. Yonkers has like a county tax. I'm like, Yonkers. Yonkers is not worth a goddamn cent.
I think every county has county taxes.
Yeah, but there's something about Yonkers, New York. It's like one of the rarest places in like the war in the country that like also has this additional thing on top
of it. I have very much stated a million times how much more I like living on the East Coast than I did in Texas. Nothing against Texas. A lot of people love Texas. I will be, for the sake of sounding like a douchebag, I will be a bi-coastal person for the rest of my life. That's absolutely going to happen. There are some things such as city taxes, how expensive everything is up here, all the things that you guys New Yorkers have to deal with, people in the South just don't deal with.
New York has a waterfront property tax.
Yeah.
So if you live on the waterfront in either New York or New Jersey, you pay a tax.
They will find a way to fuck you, Za. They will find a goddamn way.
That's unreal.
By the way, Kate, just side note for people that nobody can see what Kevin and I can just see. Kate just walked by the studio with two watermelons, and I know she's about to go do something with Brandon Walker, and that's terrifying because I feel like what happened yesterday in Nantucket.
Jared, your father's out of control.
That video made me laugh.
That was weird.
So
that was a weird. That was a weird video, and I've been watching Dave and Barstool do strange videos.
What did you think was so weird about it?
You're asking me that genuinely?
No, I want you to describe it.
Okay. I was like, are you being serious right now?
Oh, no, I want you to describe. Kevin, what was so weird about that?
So your father, Jared, had a teenage boy show up to his house yesterday with his like buddy on bikes and his dad walking around in the fucking background. And he proceeded to have a cannibalistic type of watermelon eating contest where he was like devouring a half a watermelon next to a small boy, a teenage boy,
a 17-year-old. Mm-hmm. The leading up to the video, the best part was the DM exchange where he's like, you're not here at 2:00. He said, I'm riding my bike. And he said, oh, that's right. You don't have your license, you pussy.
You pussy.
John and I saw that in public. We're just like dying laughing because it was like just so perfect. Like Dave is 43 and he's like chirping a teenager for not having a car to drive the watermelons over to Dave's Nantucket compound.
And well, then he showed. Did you watch the video, 17, Dave?
You should have a fucking license.
I mean, the fact that the kid had to drive the watermelons or and ride the watermelons.
Was his dad there though? Would his dad drive separately or he rode a bike too?
Well, in the background of the video, there's just some dude like walking around.
Is that not his dad?
Oh, I have no idea.
I just assumed like, his father. Because there's this old man, Jared, like, walking around talking on the phone. And you could tell Dave was like really not happy with that guy. You know, he's like trying to like not be a total asshole about it. But he was like, that guy's about to get kicked out. Like, who the fuck is that guy? That guy needs to pipe down. So he's like cool with the, you know, like the eighth grader showing up to eat a watermelon. But the old man walking around, not so much. And they proceed to have
on
a
the phone during the video.
Yeah.
Well, but in the very background, like
it's
behind
not,
the
it's
pool.
Not like you can like, it's not like it's ruining the video, but he's just walking around the edge of Dave's pool. Like he's wheeling and dealing, making business deals or some shit. It's like, what are you doing in some stranger's backyard?
And at one point, whenever they're actually doing the watermelon eating, you can just see the hammock like going crazy. Yeah. And I was like, is this dude just like chilling in the hammock? And it ended up being just the wind like blowing
yeah, but
Dave's
he
hammock
was,
everywhere.
He was
but
chilling, like filming it and laughing it up, not realizing strange. That Dave was like, I don't like you. Get the fuck off my property.
The whole, but it was so funny.
And Dave, I mean, who do you think won that?
See, I don't know the rules of the watermelon challenge.
But, all right, but whatever. But just like your eyes, your...
I think Dave won it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I thought it was very clear that the kid won.
Well, also the kid sandbagged him and said it was only one half. So that's already like, I feel like they weren't supposed to do full watermelons.
So, but they both
But
had
I feel
to,
like Dave ate it faster. Full. But Dave ate it faster.
But he didn't finish it.
How do you know if it's finished? Both of them still had watermelon left on the
I thought,
grind or
I thought it looked like that was the other thing. They kept calling it grinds. They both kept calling it the watermelon grinds.
You know as soon as I said rind, I was like, am I saying this right? Because I saw your tweet about how like,
no, rind. But I thought Dave won. I thought that the kid finished first, and I thought that Dave left more watermelon on the rind. I thought it was like,
well, the part
I can't believe that there was even... I can't believe anybody thought Dave won.
This is the problem
And by the way, just let me clear. I said this on Twitter too. Everyone thinks that I'm like biased against Dave. Like, I promise you, I hate that fucking 17-year-old just as much. That kid
oh, that
sucks.
Kid. Yeah.
So it's a fair fight for me here. And
this kid is a machine.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm biased towards the fact that Dave finished the first one so much faster. And then, I mean, the kid doesn't even look like he's eating it half the time, but he is. I don't know. I think
maybe I didn't watch the whole, I feel the complete opposite about all this. I feel like the kid was like going back and forth super fast. And
yeah,
I feel
no,
like
but
he
like
ate
Dave,
down
Dave
to
the first one that Dave ate, it was gone in like a second. He just couldn't swallow it.
Well, right. But that's part of your,
but in the hot dog eating contest, as long as it's in
rules,
your,
though.
Oh, it is.
They specified that like you have to swallow and stick
that's
your
right,
tongue out.
That's right.
It's not just what's in your mouth. And then, I mean, Dave, your dad pulled out all the stops on the excuse train, Jared. I already ate before you came. I wasn't full. I wasn't hungry. I was already full.
He almost choked.
Yeah.
He's like, let me be clear about this. First of all, I almost choked.
But, that's your fault.
There's a still shot moment. And I saw it in like while I was actually watching the video in real time. But then the still shot is perfect where they both have the watermelons in their mouth and they're
looking
just like staring at each other is so good.
Well, he breaks the watermelon at one point because he's like, I can't get my mouth in there. I'm like, well, I mean, that's part of a watermelon eating contest. And then he blamed him. Jared, at one point he said he has young teeth. The kid cheated because he has young
he does
people
have,
teeth.
He does have young people teeth. He's a teenager.
and also there appears to be way more watermelon on the table in front of Dave than this child.
That's the other thing. I mean, I know that everyone's going to always lean towards Dave, but I felt like there's just too much evidence to the contrary. Za, who do you think won? Team Portnoy, Za?
Dave and Aladdin.
Dave definitely
easy
won.
Easy money.
Can you imagine what, like, so somebody else that was watching the video with us in person yesterday, she was like, I feel so bad for this kid. I was like, you feel bad for this kid? This kid's going to be living on cloud nine for, it's like the we're going to go back to Entourage. Can you believe it? The episode of Entourage where those kids end up with Vinny Chase at the high school party.
Especially in Nantucket where it's a very tiny like little community.
He's at his
house.
He's going
to be, you know,
like,
you're the guy who ate watermelon at Prez's house.
If they go back to school because who knows if school's actually happening in the fall, like that kid is going to... that
hand jobs galore for that guy.
Oh, I mean, it's going to be... because it's not even just like, oh, I met Dave Portnoy or I, you know, like saw him at a bar. Like you were at his Nantucket house
And by the way, before this all went down, he tweeted out the letter that the kid wrote to him and just completely doxed his phone number.
The only reason
Dave doxes phone numbers on the regular.
The only reason I knew that any of it was happening in the moment when that was happening is I saw your tweet that was like, nobody doxes phone numbers like Portnoy.
He's done
like
it like
who
five
the fuck
times.
Did he dox this time?
He's done it like he's done it to Dave. I feel like he just does not understand that there are phone numbers in anything he tweets out.
But then again, like if you when he doxed Dan, which he's done before, and he's doxed other people, like that's one thing. If you're like a grown ass person on Twitter and you just start like blowing up a 17-year-old's phone number because Dave doxed you, like you're kind of an asshole.
Oh, you're definitely an asshole. Guess what? Everybody's an asshole.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, that kid is for sure getting hit up by people.
Right, but girls, for sure.
That's the thing. He probably likes it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, can you imagine like the girls his age that like might be either on Nantucket or like know him, be like, hey, so like you think we can go over and like swim in the
pool? You want to like ride my bike and like, you know, like, we'll head up Dave's house?
You think that like Dave will like let us come like lay out by the pool?
The answer is no. He fucking, how about $20 chef? $20
Kevin,
chef.
That hurt my bones.
Did you see that Rocket? Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. That was
$20 awesome. Chef, which was like a completely reasonable and harmless request. Like, hey, can I come to your Nantucket house and we could do, we can do some food content. And Dave just, rather than just saying no, puts it out there on Twitter as fastest no in Barstool history. Just yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
That was mean spirited.
But you just, like, if you work here, you should just know better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think
You should kind of know,
like, props to Sean for like trying,
of course.
I just, you know, I would never even consider doing that.
If you're not like somebody, cause I mean, again, I'm just making an assumption here. If you're DMing him, you don't have his phone number, mm-hmm. I would guess. And you also know that anything that he gets in his DMs, he's absolutely going to be fair game. Like, I don't think, again, assumption, I don't think that if that would have been a text message conversation, it would have been outed as easily.
Maybe. Oh, I think that was happening no matter what.
You really think so?
Mm-hmm.
So again, it just
Dave
goes back to your relationship
said that,
with
like,
Dave.
Anything in his DMs is for public.
Right. Anything. Right. Anything in his DMs. So that's where I was like, ugh. Like he was trying.
I mean, you got to know that there's a very short list of people that like Dave likes and would like let go to his house, you know?
Well, when Donnie immediately tweeted after last year and was like, hey, remember when you said I could come swim?
Well, right now, the other thing, like, I don't think he likes anybody.
Yeah, well, because 4th of July week was bad for everybody, for you guys.
By the way, you know what's so funny? I remember saying that this is the first year where we won't have the last week of June into July problem with Dave.
You're wrong.
And
it was the biggest one, arguably.
It's like Final Destination. Like, it will find a way. You can change the dates. You can change the office setting. You can change the work setting. The last week of June will find a way to be catastrophic with Dave Portnoy.
But the difference this year was that, I mean, granted, you know, he obviously was involved in it, but it wasn't his stick of dynamite as he, like, gets on his blade to go to Nantucket. Yeah, he was embroiled more so.
He was the stick of dynamite.
Right, exactly. But like, the, you know, normally.
Yeah, usually he drops it and then he goes has
like
fun.
Like, the video that he did last year, like, when he was on his helicopter, like, on the way to Nantucket, he was just, like, just laughing, just being like, haha, look at everybody.
This time it was like, joke's on you.
This was like,
I mean, I think that Dave would allow like Team Portnoy and like.
There's a list of people that he would not.
Like Rocket, if you asked Dave, if you were like, I'm on Nantucket with my family, like, can I come over to your house to hang? What do you think would happen?
I think it'd be different. Like the family aspect changes things. Like,
I'm not saying you're bringing your family. I'm just saying if you were to be in Nantucket for some reason, and then I'm gonna, my family's gonna go to dinner, but you know, I was gonna come by the crib and like, you know, hang out and have some high noons. What do you think? What would he say?
I don't think it would be like a straight no. Like Dave and I, like, there's been like a couple times where I've like gone out with like Gaz and Dave, and like me and Dave will kind of just like go off and like do our own thing. Like, we kind of have like the same
together?
Similar. Yeah. Like we have like a similar, not club Dave, like me and bar Dave are different people, but we kind of like have the same vibe.
Be honest. This happened like once, right?
When the hell did this happen?
This could not be a regular thing.
No, it definitely wasn't a regular thing. It's happened a couple of times though in New York, like after I moved to New York for sure.
And what, and so you guys, what, it's like you and Dave go hit on chicks or something?
No, we like literally just like have conversations about life. Just father and son talk.
So I think you would get the invite then. I think you'd be...
I don't know. I mean, like, it really depends on his mood. Like, it depends on the day. It depends on which way the wind's blowing. But I'm sure that there would be, like, certain circumstances where he'd be like, fuck no. And then there would be other circumstances where he's like, yeah, if you want to come by, come by.
Yeah, I that's the other thing, too, is you got to catch him on, you know, what the mood is, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's like Gaz and Team Portnoy, and that's like really about
no,
it.
No, there's definitely like a list.
Which is totally normal, by the way. It's like,
you
shouldn't just have like a green light to go over people's houses, let alone the boss's
absolutely
house.
Not. I mean, it's like, I don't have a Nantucket house, but my apartment, I treat the same way. Yeah, like I wouldn't be like, just like random, if like there was like a random person that I'm not friends with at Barstool that was like, hey, like, yeah, I'm going to come over. Like, no, I feel like when it comes to that, it's like whoever you do content with or whoever you're actually close friends with. And unfortunately for Chef, he falls in neither one of those categories for Dave.
Not many people do with Dave. That's the whole point.
Not even as far as they can go. Has Mike Portnoy been to Nantucket?
That's a good question.
I don't think Mike Portnoy's ever been to Nantucket.
I feel like Dave would, like, he might be at the bottom of the list.
Yeah,
I think he would invite I feel anybody like before he has to deal with Mike.
And maybe not even just content. Like, I feel like if he asked Dave to do a cooking video, you know, in a not 2020 random month that's not July, he wouldn't have gotten roasted on Twitter that way. I'd probably like,
but
no,
he's
I'm
still
not
getting
do
a
it.
No. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's still getting a no, but he's not going
to
get just like,
well,
like it's
also,
July.
You do have to
it's
think
Nantucket.
That
it's he has his
chef is probably genuinely being like, that would be a cool setting for a video.
For sure.
And that's like, you're,
well, I don't
you're
blame
in it. But I think Dave probably thinks that it's like a boondoggle. I think Dave
even
thinks
if
that
he
he's trying to
those,
use it as like, I want to use you for your house.
I don't blame when Chef for trying to think of the idea, but I do feel like you just kind of know. I feel like everybody here, and maybe I'm just speaking from the people I talk to, you kind of just know where you stand in certain things like that. Like, I wouldn't like ask to go to someone's vacation home that I'm not friends with.
I think Chef knows that. I just don't think he expected to be publicly eradicated.
How could
you
not? It's Dave.
Yeah, but I think you can.
Dave publicly eradicates everybody.
He'll just say no.
And not just, well, it depends on his mood. And I would say currently,
right now,
the mood is don't ask. Permanent. Yeah, don't ask to go to his house, maybe.
Let's get a couple calls before we go to the break. After the break, we'll get into all the topics of the day. We got to get into Nick Cannon and all the controversy. But we'll start with Tyler in North Dakota. One of seven people in North Dakota. What's up, Tyler?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
I'm good. How about you?
It's an honor to be on your guys' show. So I guess I'm calling. I've been trying to get in touch with anybody at Barstool. So I go to school at the University of North Dakota. I'm an aviation student. And I just think outside the box. And I know that you guys travel a lot. And I've been wondering if you guys ever thought about buying a jet or purchasing some sort of private jet, and then I would offer to be your guys' pilot. It'd be an honor.
Imagine that, a personal Barstool pilot.
I have said this every single time that I walk out on the tarmac for the college football show, bless up, hopefully in 2020. It would not surprise me if the jet that we're getting on just says Air Portnoy on the side. Like, just like the Barstool logo.
The thing
like,
about it is,
like, we charter them, or by we, I mean Barstool does. But it would not surprise me now with how much of worth now that he wouldn't want his name on the side of a plane.
Oh, he definitely wants it. I think that private jet money is like big money.
Like, to own one, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like next level. Like,
I don't think Tom Brady owns a jet.
I think you have to be like a billionaire. I think the people who have like their own planes are like mega rich.
But we do have the same pilots sometimes of the same planes.
But they're not, but they're like charters, right?
Yeah.
You're just like,
But would it surprise you if like just one day
Wheels
just
Up or whatever these fucking companies are called?
No, it's not, but it's like the same idea.
Yeah.
But it's just like out of Teeterboro. But I've said that in dead seriousness. Like, I think that one day when I go to get on a plane, it'll say Airport Noise.
I do think that as expensive as it is to probably charter these things individually, it still is the correct economical route as compared to just having a plane that, you know, you fly a few times a year that just sits there.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of celebrities use Blade or Wheels Up or like whatever the company. I don't know.
Again,
Rockstar company. I don't know.
I mean, I'm trying to think of like the people who have it. It's
like A-Rod has his own, right? Maybe. The guys in Succession.
Sure, he leases
that. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Guys see? That you think that own, so like Drake leases his.
Drake leases his? Like real, oh, yeah. Like Drake's not getting a fucking plane.
I think you need legit billions.
But then again, I could see like a charter company being like, okay, like you're still going to be leasing this plane.
Well, that's, yeah.
But we could brand
one,
it for
one
you.
Of our, one of our fleet will say Air Portnoy. Yeah. And then maybe other people can fly it as well, but you'll always fly Air Portnoy.
Dave would never let that happen.
I don't think that I don't. Dave's rich. I don't know if he's rich enough to be calling private jet shots.
Maybe not. I don't know.
But Tyler, we'll keep you in the loop, Tyler. If we ever do need a, imagine that if there was just a guy who just like he sits here and does nothing except wait for the call to do.
That would be awesome
flights.
Because listen, there were some times that we had some pilots that were real assholes last year, Tyler. I'm just saying, like some of them were great.
See, well, we were talking about Juice WRLD the other day and how his pilot was like. Basically snitched on him, right?
I hope that pilot is somewhere in solitary confinement outside of having to listen to the Juice WRLD album right now. Have you listened to that yet?
Yeah.
It is the saddest shit I've ever heard. Yeah. First of all, I've been listening to it nonstop, which I don't know what that says about me. But how his friends and the people around him didn't know how fucked up he was is crazy.
Well, I think he probably is very often fucked, was very fucked up, right?
The song where it says ring, ring, here's a call from the depression.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is the part where I tell you I'm fine, even though I'm lying because I don't want anyone to worry.
Yeah.
Bro, you're putting that down like on tracks and like nobody in the studio is like, yeah, maybe we should.
Well, I mean, I'm sure people notice it. It's just like, you don't think he's going to die. You know?
Well, and he
the one
like
line
he
where he's like, I can't live without the drugs, but I'm not going to live with the drugs.
If I don't take the pills, it'll kill me. But if I take the pills, it'll kill me. That pilot's an asshole. Like, I understand, like, you probably don't want, like, from what I understand, he called the FBI or called the police or whatever because he saw how much drugs was on the plane. And
now that I could understand. If you're a pilot and you're like, that's so much drugs that, like, if we get caught, that this is, like, gonna fuck my career up.
Again, I don't know what kind of planes
flying private is that you
they
get
don't
to
check
you know,
your shit. I don't know. Again, I don't know what Juice WRLD was flying. I don't know what the rap world looks
and
like.
Then
the celebrity
he took
world.
It all because they called like he was like I got to get rid of this right.
Right, and that ugh. So he had like a heart attack and a seizure. Like I have a very small amount of plane experience, but even when I was flying with the NBA, which was on like a chartered plane, like they don't check your bags. Like it's not like they're. I mean,
that's
I'm assuming,
point. But you know what? Like it's also. Just whatever penalty, whatever you're going to get, like a drug charge is.
Or just like
just
have
fine.
Like your boys you're, or whoever, just like, why don't we split all of these up? Like,
right.
But he, yeah. No, that album. I talked to my therapist about that album today. I was like, listen, let me tell you something. If any
did Jared just say who's Juice WRLD?
What?
Yeah.
I don't even care to tell my therapist story. I just should.
Let's hit
a
break.
Commercial break, Jared, and go check it out.
Anthony, you've been on the line for a while. We'll get to you after the break. We'll explain who Juice WRLD is after the commercial. We'll talk a little Nick Cannon and baseball, whatever else is on your mind. Call us up, 833-85-STOOL on CCK. Yeah, the
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
In a bag, and nobody gets hurt.
That's Juice WRLD, Jared. Juice WRLD is a rapper, singer. He just overdosed, what, maybe like
November.
A year ago? November.
It feels like a forever ago.
I believe it's November. 20? 19?
21.
21. So,
I wasn't a huge Juice WRLD.
Doesn't sound great.
Person before, like, I knew like a couple of his,
I mean, he was
songs.
Definitely popular, but let's not mistake this. Like, this is what happens when there's tragedy and people are in the news, and
it's also just in
same things happened with Pop Smoke and every
I feel
artist.
Like Juice WRLD was more mainstream than Pop Smoke,
yeah,
right?
Juice WRLD was definitely more popular.
But
who the fuck
feel like
is Pop Smoke?
Pop Smoke's a rapper who got shot recently, and his album just came out. His posthumous album came out, went number one, and like, he's good, you know, but, you know, I definitely think people, the folklore that kind of surrounds you when something like that happens, I think, you know.
But I do. It's, well, so like Mac Miller, I mean, I liked Mac Miller before. When he died, I listened to way more of his stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Well, he also had like a career. A lot,
right.
These other guys
right,
are like
right,
the,
right,
their
right.
first album came out or didn't even come out. And it's like, you know, stopped before they even got a chance to really start.
Like, there are some songs on Swimming of Mac Miller, like, oh, yikes. Like, he was really going through some shit. Mm-hmm. But that, I think that's the difference with this Juice WRLD album, is the entire thing is that way.
Juice WRLD, there's a clip of Lil Dicky on the album saying that he thinks Juice WRLD is, like, the best freestyler of all time. And there's clips of him, Jared, where he, like, he's just going off the top of the head, like, for minutes. Like,
wasn't there like an hour long one?
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Did you see the one that he went on for like hours?
An hour.
It's crazy.
Insane.
And
he kind of does like what Cal from Time Flies does, where he's like reading just random words. So, you know, it's not, you know, there's no like pre-written stuff. It's truly off the top of the head.
Well, and one of the biggest compliments on the album when they're talking about it is, and I mean, Zai, I know you agree with me too. It's like when Lil Wayne was like at his peak and he was able to freestyle like that, they say they were like, he is Lil Wayne in like the early 2000s.
Lil Dicky said that he would go in the studio, like a beat would be on, he would rap for like 3 minutes and be like, all right, the song is done, which already is crazy, like to just do it in one shot. And then he would do it again and he would tell the engineer, like, just pick whichever one you want. Like, I don't care. They're both good.
What?
like, you know, sometimes you do take one, take two, take 10, and then you mix. All right, this part of the verse was good on this one. This ending was better on the other track. Let's put them all together. And he was kind of more just like, I don't care, whichever one. It's incredible.
It's incredibly talented.
It's wild.
And very, very, very sad.
So, yeah.
Great album, though.
That's,
if you're trying to get in
your
feels.
There's your lesson, Jared, okay? Now you know Juice WRLD. Yeah. Or affectionately called Juicy WRLD by your dad. There's a
WRLD.
Line, like the first song on the new album, he says, like, put my hands in the air like a Mel Prez, which I don't know why. What is he referring to?
It's definitely not Dave.
No, but what is it?
I don't know.
A beer? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
He says Mel Prez at one point, so
I'm not
Dave
sure,
was like,
but that's,
shout out to Juicy WRLD.
Well, if in watching that unravel, like Kevin Bonner was in the office when that was happening, and so obviously he has to watch everything that he's doing, Dave's doing, and watching that unravel, where Dave didn't realize that Juice WRLD was dead. And like, I was, so is he going to admit it? And Kevin was like, you know what? He's working through it right now. And so we all turned it on. And he's like, oh, so he's dead. Juicy WRLD's dead. He's like, was Juicy WRLD a stoolie? And then he looks it up and he's like, oh, he died of a seizure. That's sad. Like, just completely missed the point that he took all of his drugs because it's, you know, it was just very, it was so Dave, but he just kept calling him Juicy WRLD. And then he was like, but he says El Prez, so he must have been a stoolie. There's zero shot. That Juice WRLD was a stoolie.
Like, no chance. there's the ego.
No.
There's like the, you know, like, of course, like, wow. One of the biggest rappers in the world are talking about me. Yeah. It's gotta be me.
It's gotta be
Chicago.
Like,
that's a Barstool hotbed.
Jared, all the cities are Barstool.
I'm telling you, if he was recording an album that majority, 90% of the songs are about like how depressed he is and his anxiety and his pills and everything. And then he just chose to throw Dave Portnoy in the mix.
If he shouted out Feidelberg, that would make more sense.
He was like, shout out to Mental Health in 2020 inside Barstool Sports, maybe. But if you think that he's going to mix in a Dave Portnoy lyric when he's talking about overdosing before he actually overdoses, you're wrong.
God bless. Let's get to some calls. 833-85-STOOL. Tony from Seattle's been online the whole show, so I got to get to him. What's up, Anthony? How we doing?
Doing good. Love you guys. The only reason really I'm serious. And I just wanted to ask, why is Laura Goldman portraying herself as queen of meth Twitter?
Okay. I have to apologize, I believe, Anthony. I think I've contributed to this. So for those who don't know, Laura Goldman is this girl on Twitter. She is like a journalist, although I don't think she has like a home base. It's not like she's like for the Times or whatever. I think she's written for bunch of different publications. And she does seem to have, or at least portray herself as having, like an inside track on a lot of Mets business, particularly Steve Cohen and the Wilpons selling. And while nothing is like
is that actually
really,
true?
Well, I nothing has really totally unfolded and like materialized yet, so I don't think we can tell. But it does sound like she's had an inside track in the sense that like she knew that Steve Cohen was still in the mix. She knew when his bids were coming in. Now, again, like, I could have said those things.
Her holding like a bald eagle.
Yeah, and it's weird because she's either talking like politics and then all of a sudden Mets. And Anthony, I'm going to let you go. There's a lot of noise in the background, but I'll answer your question. I was calling her Khaleesi of Mets Twitter. Like she was this like rogue reporter. She didn't have any ties to the team, but she was like, here's what the fuck's going on. And so far she had been right. And then the other day she tweeted support for Ghislaine Maxwell. And I was like, I don't fuck with that.
What kind of support?
She said that the Maxwell family has been like good to her in her times of need. And so that she's not going to abandon a friend during her time of need. Mm-mm. And I was like, bro, that chick is responsible for potentially thousands of deaths, like a full blown mass murderer in my mind who like human trafficked. She was Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend and like right hand man. I don't care if that's your own mother. I don't care if she like literally pulled you from a burning building and you're loyal. At some point, you got to be like, well, you were nice to me, but
you're a bad person.
Yeah.
Or maybe don't publicly state.
Yeah, that was wild to be like.
Maybe you know, just
she
keep
said
it to
she
yourself.
She knew that Ghislaine was in New Hampshire. Like when she got arrested, I think she was in New Hampshire or Vermont, one of those two. And she was like, yeah, I knew that. And people were like, no, but I it's Ghislaine. It's some people just say like Glenn. Like, I don't know.
I've been
it's,
adding an S into it for sure.
What have you been saying? Oh, but some people say that like Ghislaine.
Ghislaine.
Yeah. So I don't know. I say it different every time on purpose.
I have no
I'm like,
idea. It's like, it's like Adrian Grenier. How the fuck do you say his last name?
I thought it was Grenier.
The Grenier. There's all these. No.
Well,
things.
That's, you know,
fuck
I mean,
says Grenier.
A lot of people.
I'm sure the people who are French or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's French.
So when you're, you know, you think Grenier. Like, well, I'm not French. So you're Ghislaine Maxwell.
That's what
know.
It looks like to me. Ghislaine. Yeah. But that's what I'm rolling with.
She, when you, once you are team, you know, pedophile, team human trafficker,
yeah, fuck
I
you.
Am not team you. However, she's been quite accurate so far with her Mets reporting, and I need to know what the fuck's gonna happen. Which, by the way,
is?
Jared, you see this old motherfucker who's throwing his hat in the ring?
No, I just saw that there was like a big announcement coming with the Mets.
Yeah, so the Harris group is in the mix, right? These are the guys who own the Sixers, the Steelers, I think the Penguins. They own three of the four major sports, mostly Pennsylvania and Philly teams, and they want to kind of complete the ring here and get a baseball team. And so they've been rumored to be in the mix for a while, although kind of like a distant second or third, depending on if Cohen's in the mix and A-Rod and whatnot. And all of a sudden, the report is that Harris Blitzer.
What a name.
Is that the Harris guys? Sheldon Anderson is his name. Sheldon Anderson. Look at this guy, Casey. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like an absolute corpse. He's like a 86-year-old. He has $31 billion.
Can I ask a question? Billy.
Yeah.
What's going on with his hair?
I mean, he's 86 years old.
No,
it's
I know.
Falling off of his fucking
but
head.
But is it a toupee?
And that's the worst toupee I've ever seen. If that's
well,
what
no,
it is.
I mean it looks like the sides of
how
his
about
hair
his
just,
skin?
Yeah, I,
he looks
well,
like
I can't look at that. You know, I can't look.
You know,
at
in
that.
Braveheart when that dude's dying of syphilis and his skin's like falling apart. That's what this guy.
I should
looks
not
like.
Have laughed at that. That was a bad person laugh.
So this guy decides to join up with the Harris Group, and he's got $31 billion.
That's a lot of money.
And so that
you think
obviously
he has a private plane.
Probably
he
that,
has a
that
private
guy's
plane,
probably
yeah.
private plane money. So now all of a sudden that group. Is much more formidable, and people are saying it's going to be a real challenge for Steve Cohen. Now, I hope that's not the case.
How much money does Steve Cohen have?
$13 billion.
Oh, and this guy has 31.
So he's but this guy, But this guy is like,
Kevin.
But if a 31 billionaire was like, I'm buying the team, like, you're in trouble. Yeah. He's like, I'll be a part of your investment. Yeah. So
he doesn't
to him,
want to
this is like a little,
him.
You know, another like, toy
he's
of him.
Funsies, yeah.
So he might, you know, here's a cash infusion, but like, that's not a true, it depends on how much, it depends on how interested he is, you know?
I heard this Harry guy fucking hates Mookie Betts too.
I mean, I just want Steve Cohen.
If Stevie Cohen it's wants crazy. The team, he's going to get the team.
I think. And if this 31 billionaire guy decides that he wants the team, then he can't be outbid. But again, I don't think he has the same passion and drive as Steve Cohen. But this guy might be like, here's a billion. And then you combine that with these guys' billion, and all of a sudden they are in Steve Cohen territory. And so basically, Steve Cohen's going to have to try to outbid a couple other billionaires.
What's
which
this
is
dude's
tough.
Name again?
Sheldon Anderson.
I thought you said Blitzer.
The other group, so it's like the Harris Blitzer group.
Blitzer, that's the villain name. That's what we're going with. So it's Uncle Stevie versus Blitzer.
So
it's a combination of Silver Lake's partners. That's the old guys ones and
Harris Blitzer.
The Harris group.
Yep. Yeah. So and then you got the A-Rod Rapoli conglomerate. So what's funny is that like the Mets, who are just this piece of shit dumpster fire, burning barrel of garbage. Has, you know, three major groups bidding over them.
Rich people want to own sports teams.
I know, but it's just funny to think that the Wilpons are like the bell of the ball. I'm like, you guys are fucking idiots.
But they're the bell of the ball because they're going broke. That's the difference. It's like they smell blood in the water, right? Well, it's not like they're all trying to buy like the Dallas Cowboys.
I said what they're doing is they're buying like you're buying a house that's on fire.
Yeah.
But it's waterfront property.
Exactly.
And so everyone buying it is like, I'm going to knock this thing down and rebuild it. But I'm buying a New York City property.
It's
basically not
like the super hot girl that everyone's trying to win over because they want to like be with her. It's like the she's no longer hot, but she still lives a really fun life. So they want to kick her out.
Or like she's like she can be made hot. It's like the she's all that.
Yeah,
like we're like the ugly girl, but we just have like a ponytail and glasses on. And these guys are going to come by us and put our hair down and take our glasses off. And we're going to be the prom
I'm
queen.
More talking about like the Wilpons, though. It's like they're not the bells of the ball. Everybody knows that they're like
they're the pieces of shit.
Well, and that they're going broke.
Yeah, which is why it's annoying, though, that these guys like they're going to get in a bidding war and the Wilpons are going to end up making like whatever they like Cohen bids 2.6 bill. It falls through. And you're thinking like, oh, well, they'll never get that again. Well, if there's going to be three different billionaire groups bidding over you, you probably will get back up there.
If I was Steve Cohen, I would not go higher than my original bid. I'd be petty.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I would be too, but I mean, but
then again,
you know,
guess how bad you
like,
want the team.
Right. So I'm thinking that Steve Cohen still has the most like drive and determination
and a shark
and still, you know, when you have enough billions, it's like 13 versus 31, obviously 31 is a lot more, but we're not going to bid 15 billion. It's going to be around two ish. So like these guys all can float in that range.
Cause you also don't want to be the asshole that overbids for the Mets either. Like you don't like if this Blitzer, whoever, like you don't want to be the people that are like, oh, we paid $10 billion for the New York Mets. Ugh.
I the problem is this idea that the Wilpons don't want to sell to Cohen. That's such bullshit. It's like, I get it. It's your property. You get to pick who you sell to. But how can you just be like, nah, I don't like you. Like, fuck off. What's best?
When your house is burning, that's the thing. It's like not. They shouldn't be able to be picky right now if they are having to lay off people or whatever the fuck's going on. Like, they should just.
But even within the frame of what's going on, like, the best thing for baseball would be Steve Cohen, a singular owner from the city who like has shown expressed interest in this team. Like these Harris guys, they just want to have a baseball team to kind of complete their
portfolio.
Yeah.
Holy Trinity.
Yeah. And I feel like they're calling up Sheldon Anderson almost as like a favor because they know they're not going to be able to bid with Steve Cohen. And it's like, hey, can
it's
you give
like
us like a billion dollars?
They're like, hey, can you come in?
You'll be a 25% owner for this. So it's like, you know, they talk about how the 2/3 of the owners need to approve, and they and those guys are going to want at least a $2 billion bid, and like they want to do what's good for the league and what's good for them. Well, then that's fucking Steve Cohen. So I know you can't compel
anybody.
Where were
the Mets valued at? Like when the, how like Forbes does like the franchise evaluations every single year. What were the Mets worth?
Let me look that up because I feel like
$2.4 billion.
Yeah. So they, you know, they already had a 2.6 offer, already $200 million above their worth,
and they're going broke.
And he's back at two, and these guys are coming in. You would assume that means if you're adding a new investor at this stage, it probably means like you know you're going to make an offer over two. So
what if Steve Cohen just went and got somebody else?
I don't think he'll ever do that because he's like, I don't need to, and I'm that dude.
I have a stuffed shark.
My thought, what I'm telling myself, trying to you know, rationalize this, is that A, the Wilpons are going to be gone no matter what. That's the most important thing.
Yes.
Secondly, I don't think that Steve Cohen will be outbid. But if he is, that means that whoever outbid him is also a crazy motherfucker who throws his dick on the table and spends money. So maybe it's a win-win. Maybe either way. But I do believe that a singular owner of Steve Cohen who wants to win and go buy Mookie Betts is better than this like Philly sports group mixed with a 100-year-old bajillionaire.
Well, yeah, because it's like nobody can tell him what decisions to make. So like what's that piece of art that he has?
The skinny man. The
121 million stick man.
141.
Oh, 141. Mm-hmm. Like if it's just him, like he can go out and buy stupid shit like that.
Right.
If it's a group, they're like, we don't want to pay Mookie Betts that.
That's what I don't like. And Jacob DeGrom has a sore back. I genuinely mean this. Shut it down. I wouldn't play another fucking inning. I would scrap this whole season, wait for Steve Cohen, and like just pray for next year.
Jared,
what is the point of going out there?
Like the fucking lottery version of this season, where like the Mets have a pretty good shot at doing some damage.
Not if it comes at the cost. Like if
he gets hurt.
If Jacob DeGrom says, "Hey, I just like had a stiff back, no big deal." But if there's any sort of concern at all, shut it down. Why
risk
it?
We're less than 10 days away from opening day.
I know, which is wild. But, you know, Pete Alonso's walking around looking like a fat old polar bear. He wants to go out there and mash fine. But Jacob DeGrom, he's tall and skinny. And, you know, I don't know if he's got any issues, shut down.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. If it could be long term.
Right.
But if it's just his back is a little bit sore. I mean, it's like what Frank Kaminsky said. I know completely different because the season never actually started with baseball. But I liked what he said yesterday about how like he thinks that this is going to be way harder because of like how hot you have to be getting into it. So it's like 60 games for
it's
baseball.
It's like all on like hyperized.
Yeah.
Like
so it's like it's on like a fast forward track. So if Jacob DeGrom could be healthy, you want him out there.
Yeah. But if there's any risk, fuck it. Mike from California. What's up?
Lover boy. What's good?
How are you, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself? I know we're up against a break. So real quick, I think with your powers, you should do community service and go to the hospital. And anybody who has COVID-19, tell them they're going to die because I guarantee you they'll live.
the mush will strike. The mush needs to be real. I can't just like say these things. Otherwise, I would run around rooting for the Yankees and the Patriots. But the mush and the sports gods like know what's in my heart for real.
I just thought maybe it was worth a shot, but just to clear up a couple facts. His name is Sheldon Adelson.
Adelson.
He owns Sands in Las Vegas, a shit ton of property in Macau, the Las Vegas Review Journal, and what he wants is Vegas wants an MLB team, and they want to bring a team to Vegas.
Oh, so wait, that
That's
might
why
work
they're
for
making
me.
The buy.
So he's thinking about buying and moving the team?
Correct.
See, that won't happen then. They're not going to allow that. That's actually good news because I don't think they would.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's good news, but I think that's their end goal because all these guys are casino guys, big guys. They just got the Raiders. Yeah. That's what Vegas wants. And MLB would like to have a team, obviously, in Vegas.
Sure, but I don't think at the cost of moving a New York City franchise. You know what I mean? Thanks for the call, Mike. We're going to get to a couple before we hit the break.
Yeah.
And if you do believe in Laura Goldman, she has said that there is really no like that this Sheldon Adelson guy does not really like hold any weight. So hopefully our pedophile loving Khaleesi girl is correct on this one. Couple more quickly because these are people who have to say nice things about us. We got Jason from he just dropped. He wanted to say thank you. So thanks. You're welcome. Spencer from California. What do you got on the rocket?
What's up, man? Make it real quick. A couple weeks ago when you were out, it was just Casey and Jared. And that one day where Johnny Damon called in, finally made me realize that Jared is not a bad guy at all.
Jared, you're not a bad guy.
He was sweating. He was giving props to the Uber driver. He's a cool dude, man.
Only why did you think that Jared was a bad guy before that?
Because, like, I don't know. I was recently watching all the Barca and him and White Sox Dave, and he's always fighting with Casey. One thing for you, Casey, that Friday night pints last week was fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah, listen, the Rocket's a great guy. He's
a nice guy.
Yeah, who knew? I mean, I think we all knew, but apparently Spencer just learned.
Well, he also, Jared is nicer to me when you're not here, Kevin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It's true. Like, because there would be no mediator.
Yeah, it would just be like, this is just me like berating this girl.
It's kind of like, you know, he stands behind his big brother.
Oh, so like, shit. You hear that, Rocket?
So he can be mean to me when you're here,
Rocket,
because
he
knows that you'll get down.
You got about 30 seconds if you want to get in there right now.
If it's just the two of us, he knows who the boss in the room is.
Oh,
it's just us two.
The boss.
He knows. Oh. He knows.
Jesus Christ. I can't wait to order mozzarella sticks.
That's it for us. Yo, go check out today's episode of Mail Time. Me and The Rocket doing a little crime dogs with Sarah Turney, who is leading like the charge on what I think is the most interesting true crime case in the world right now. Check it out on Mail Time, and we'll
do
catch
you guys
you
bark on that show?
Yes, we do, Casey.
Solving crimes and barking, bitch. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay hot.